Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen. You know him as Little Richard, and he's still rocking after all these years. 17 Till, we're still rocking here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for being part of our day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check that out. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo. Giovanni is Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Giovanni, one of the things that that I wanted you and me to cover, wanted us to cover, is the some of the tax deductions that small business owners might not be taking fully advantage of. And I know that you've been covering some of these things. Can you talk to us about some of them?
Well, certainly, it's legislatively a very funny year because we have a lot of those deductions, and one-third of the tax code actually expires at the end of this year,
mm-hmm.
including estate tax,
right.
179 expensing. This is a good year for small businesses to try to claim as much as they can, try to move their purchases forward, use the lower marginal income tax rates this year because we don't know what's going to happen next year.
Mm-hmm.
You certainly, if you can claim income in this year or this fiscal year, you want to do it because, as you well know,
right.
80% of all small business income is pass-throughs.
Right.
And that's
But pull the income into this year, push the expenses, because if what's known as the Bush tax cuts are allowed to lapse at the end of 2012, that's gonna be a significant tax tsunami on the marketplace next year, isn't it?
It is, and we really just don't know what's going to happen. Three things occur at the end of this year, and certainly for your listeners, not much will happen legislatively during this year as it regards to taxes. Most of this is being played up, and you see a lot of posturing. Everything will actually be pushed off until after the election.
Hmm.
You have tax extenders such as the Work Opportunity Tax Credit, R&D Tax Credit, all of which has expired.
Haven't extended them yet, have they? They haven't renewed them.
No, they have not extended them.
I mean, that's what I was just talking to. I was talking to Barbara Weltman earlier this week about doing next week the first quarterly estimated tax is due. And a lot of people who count on some of those things that have not been renewed, we think they're going to be renewed, but they haven't been. People don't really know how to calculate their taxes because of that.
It's an
example of the government not doing its job and putting small business in a bind, Giovanni, and then wondering why we're not hiring more people.
Right, and it goes to the very heart of small business, which is the cost of capital. If your tax rates increase, effectively it's your cost of capital and return on that capital.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes some projects a little more costly, and therefore you may sideline an opportunity that you may go into previously if you had a defined cost of capital or a defined tax rate. So I mean that's key to small business.
Mm-hmm.
But you have several other things happening at the end of this year that could be very costly, and that's another vote limit vote or a debt limit vote, and you also have sequestration. So you have
tell us what those two things mean.
Well, a debt limit vote, and we saw how that played out last summer.
Mm-hmm.
It means that we're borrowing so much money that we have to raise by law the ability of the government.
Is there
going to
be another one of those? Is there going to be another one of those kabuki dances before the election?
Well, it's not going to be before the election. It will happen sometime after the election in lame duck, and possibly early next year. And basically, think about it. you're firing half of the people within the election. In other words, there are going to be legislators that are not coming back.
Right.
And you're asking them to vote on some very serious issues mm-hmm. involving the future of our
people
country.
Who either are retiring or people who got beat and are still in the job. They're
exactly.
working out
exactly.
their notice, so to speak.
And then the other issue that is sequestration, and that was a result of the last debt limit vote. And basically what it did is put it into spending in a contained effort where it doesn't reduce spending, it just reduces the growth in spending, but it's indiscriminate across all agencies. And some
right.
people feel that it's not really giving the proper needs for our Defense Department.
So 2013 could be a basket case of a year from the standpoint of some of the things our government has created. And by the way, folks, Curtis Dubay, a senior analyst with the tax policy at the Heritage Foundation, has estimated that that tax bill that's going to come due next year on all Americans, if the Bush tax cuts are not extended, could be $500 billion, Giovanni.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's the marginal income tax rates alone
right.
over a decade is $4 trillion.
So, folks, as you consider candidates for this November, whether it be your own district or state senator, I mean you're a senator from your state, or a president. You need to think about these things and think about the impact of your vote on those things and those things on your business, your small business. Giovanni, I'm trying to get small business owners this year especially to be single-issue voters on behalf of their small business. Quick break, Tintail, right back with Giovanni. He's with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's uschamber.com. Check out their website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.